Welcome back to Midday. On Thursdays, we check in with our good friend Jay Wynn Russick, who's our theater critic. Good to see you, Judy.
Good to be here.
So we're going to talk about the Bros, the B-R-O-S, the Baltimore Rock Opera Society. They do original productions all the time. The latest one is called Welcome to Shakesville. As I understand it, this is Baltimore Rock Opera Society's sort of first family-friendly show. The other ones have been a little racy. Is this indeed a family show?
It's actually a kids' show, Tom.
There you go.
It's very colorful. It has lots of puppets. It also has way too much plot. I'm going to try to tell you a little of it, although it's very confusing even while you're sitting there. It starts out at a live TV show that's called Mickey Moon's Hot New Tunes. It's the mid-60s. It's reminiscent of American Bandstand, or for our Baltimore audience, for reminiscent of Buddy Dean. That's the first of several whiffs of hairspray that I got in this show. But to get back to Mickey Moon, a band called Jimmy Graves and the Sonic Waves are getting their big break, their TV debut on Mickey Moon's show. But Mickey Moon wants Jimmy Graves to ditch the band and go solo, and he also won't let the band's singer, songwriter, keyboard player, an African-American woman named Betty, appear on TV. So there's a racial theme. Again, another whiff of hairspray. Then suddenly Mickey is spirited away through a curtain by a pair of giant silver claws. They don't actually work too well. The performance I went to, he had to sort of hold them on. But anyway, so that's just the first plot line. Here's another one. Three puppets come through the curtain. It's called a portal. One is a flute. The other two are supposed to be a pair of castanets. They look a little like giant Muppet heads. And they are special agents from a place called Shakesville. And they are trying to find Shakesville's missing mayor. And here's yet another plot. Shakesville is suffering from what is called, quote, the terrors of disharmony. The music is leaving Shakesville. And there's more, but that'll give you an idea. Sarah Gorman is credited as the show's creator and one of four authors of the script and lyrics. And that's probably too many authors.
Yeah,
the plot is
committee.
It's really difficult to follow. It almost seems like they tried this, and then they tried that, and then they tried something else, and then they left it all in.
Of course, here in Baltimore, we had a missing mayor for, you know, the month of April. So
that's true.
Timely,
I think the circumstance is a little different.
Yeah. So the score, of course, is entirely rock music. Played by the Bros?
It isn't entirely rock music. It's actually more varied than that. They have everything from the Sonic Waves Beach Boys sound to a bit of folk, a bit of blues. There's some standard musical theater type songs. There's some Beatles sounding music. The Yellow Submarine seems to have been a big influence on the plot and on the look of the show. The music's one of the best things about the show. The puppets are another, but we'll get to those.
Mm-hmm.
The score is composed, arranged, and directed by Trevor Shipley, and they have a really strong 10-piece band backstage that he leads. I have to say, sometimes they drown out the lyrics. The score even includes a sung commercial. Evil Mickey Moon has the Sonic Waves band record jingles. And Betty, the singer-songwriter who's not allowed on TV, is so distressed by this, she has a song called Betty's Bicarbonate Breakdown. And I brought some of that for you. It's sung by Jaquan Knox, who you'll hear, she's a terrific singer.
Boy, she can sing. That's terrific. Jaquan Knox in Baltimore Rock Opera's Welcome to Shakesville. So, Judy, you mentioned that there are lots of puppets. You like puppets? Tell us about them.
I did love the puppets in this. They're designed by Tatiana Naya Ford and fabricated by her and seven others. And like the music, there's a wide range of puppet styles. The puppets show up in Shakesville. I'm not sure why it's called Shakesville, by the way. There's no connection to Shakespeare or even, I was thinking, maybe Jerry Lee Lewis's song, a whole lot of shaking going on. No, those are just my best guesses. We never find out. But anyway, these puppets. Some of them are combinations of hand puppets or rod puppets and a costume. There's a green and purple guitar with a dragon's head. It's worn in front of the puppeteer's body, and the legs are strapped to the actor's feet. There's also a country western guitar that has a fringed blue jean top. There are hand puppets of an accordion and rod fish puppets. There's a furry blue bass that kind of reminded me of Cookie Monster. My favorites are music notes. They're supposed to be disappearing from Shakesville, and they're bird hand puppets, and they alight on one of the performer's arms. They're just charming. So clearly, lots of thought and lots of work went into creating these puppets. They're really lively. They're very bright. I think they'll delight kids. They delighted me. I'm going to play the number that welcomes us to Shakesville and all of its characters, almost all of which are puppet musical instruments.
Welcome to Shakesville. We're so glad you're here.
We're floating along. You'll be here so soon. Down here in Shakesville, we're waiting for you. Just quicken your pace and follow our call.
All right, the title tune to Welcome to Shakesville, the latest original Baltimore Rock Opera Society production. So, Judy, talk about the performances. There's some good rock singers. There's some decent singing in there. And in that
first clip,
Jaquan Knox, she's terrific.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And great band as well as great voices, as I said. I want to single out another strong singer, Emily Klassen. She has a country western twang when she's playing a guitar called Winona in Shakesville. And there's one rather strange performance. It's not really the performer's fault. Shakesville has a villainous deputy mayor played by Caitlin Weaver, and she's wearing this really bizarre contraption. It's a huge illuminated canopy held on by a harness. Something about it reminded me a little bit of The Wizard of Oz. She handles this thing surprisingly well, but it's really odd. Baltimore Rock Opera Society, as you pointed out, they call themselves bros. They're very inclusive, kind of a rock theater brotherhood or sisterhood. It's an admirable philosophy, but it might be a little too much give everybody a chance.
Yeah. So we talk about this being Baltimore Rock Opera's first kids show. Given the company's history, is this a good show for, you know, as an introduction to this group?
Well, it's my third Bros show, and everyone has been quite different from the one before. I would say that there are good messages to introduce kids to Baltimore Rock Opera. Be true to your art. Be true to your friends. Don't be swayed by fame and money. Join together in harmony. The score is good, as you could hear. That's for all ages. Kids might be won over by the visuals, but this plot is just all over the place. And it has a running time of more than 2 hours, which is way too long for most kids, and it was way too long for this adult.
Well, they're giving it a try, though, and everything's original. I think it's kind of interesting. So the Baltimore Rock Opera Society production, Welcome to Shakesville, it's at Zion Lutheran Church, downtown Baltimore, through the 16th, which is this coming Sunday. Real quick, we have like 10 seconds, but I think this is a wonderful thing. Hamilton, of course, is coming to the Hippodrome Theater, and the Everyman Theater, which is down in the neck of the woods, right across the street from the Hippodrome, is having a Hamiltunes event where they're going to have people do karaoke to the songs from Hamilton. That's really great. That's going to happen on Monday, the 24th of June, prior to the opening of Hamilton.
So that does sound like fun.
All right, so next week we're going to talk about a thing called Disaster at Cockpit and Court Summer Theater over on in Baltimore County in Essex. So I look forward to that.
Me too.
Thanks, Judy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Lunch today provided by Eddie's of Roland Park. They're hosting Eddie's Bark Party on Saturday the 15th, a dog-friendly sidewalk soiree complete with gourmet hot dogs, beverages, and music from DJ Baby Alcatraz with funds benefiting Barks. Tickets and info at eddiesofrolandpark.com/barkparty. I'm Tom Hall. That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, it's the Midday News Wrap. We'll talk to Heather Cagle. She's the congressional reporter for Politico, and Justin Fenton from the Baltimore Sun about his incredible series about the Baltimore Police Department Gun Trace Task Force. We're also going to hear some music from Rajana Swaminathan and her band Rajas. They're playing at Creative Alliance this weekend, and they'll be here tomorrow. I'm Tom Hall. Again, thanks so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Have a great day.
This is Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.